Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I have a kind of special wine, white wine, today because I thought I was getting something more of a Italian Bianco or Bianca wine, and I actually got a white wine blend, which was like really cool. It's from the Sicilian area. But it's called, and bear with me, because my Italian isn't as good as my Spanish, and my Spanish isn't as good as my English. My English is much better than my German. So I have a 2013 Tosca Almerita Tenuta Regalia Noce de Oro. Noce de Oro. So what is this? This is actually a blend, a Sauvignon Blanc with an Inzolia, which is an Italian wine. So what you're probably going to find it is, what is this damn Inzolia? Well, it's still, it can be put under Ansonica, A-N-S-O-N-I-C-A, Ansonica, or Inzolia, I-N-Z-O-L-I-A, white wine in Sicily. That's where it is. And it's usually to produce Marsala wine. So this is what I got from it. And I was kind of like, whoa, what do we have here? So this is a dry wine, that Inzolia. It's a drier wine. And you know you got your Sauvignon Blanc, which has all those grassy notes. So sort of fruitful wine, but more in the citrus, high citrusy lime, whatever like that. So this blend was interesting to me. And I said, hey, look, this was a little special. It's a 2013. It's a little older, so it's almost like 6 years old. So I was wondering how this will wind up to be as well, because I'm holding on to some wine, because some of them have a shelf life of 6 to 8. Some of them you need to be drinking young. And a lot of the white wines, I know I have to drink a lot younger, unless they more sweeter or fruitful. And as the fruit dissipates down, you get different complexities within that. That's why I love the actual Rieslings, because as sweet as it is, it goes down, it gets a little dryness about it, gets a little other things that's in there, and a little earthy and minerally taste. This one, with this Inzolia as well as the Sauvignon Blanc, it's fresh, young, and surprisingly long to longevity. It balances the territory aromas with the intensity of the fruit. That's what they say. So, you know, I'm drinking it, and as the layman guy, you know, I'm going to give it to you in my terms. Another person was like, you bougie as hell, but I don't care. I like what I like. So what I'm looking at, you know, if you see this, look at that color. It's like a piss color. You see what I'm saying? You see what it looked like? So it's really deep, deep, deep yellowish, almost on the high end of the orange or golden, let's say golden. So really cool. Really, I got that sort of like that. So let's get a whiff of this. Almost like a melon. I'm getting melon from this. Not really, let me see. Maybe a slight peach too. Yeah. And I got that, you smell those mineral notes as well on there. So really decent. So once you, it's inviting. So as you grab it, you get a good whiff and then you ready to down it. So let's taste it as well. So you got the dryness on here. It's chilled. So I got the chillness on it. Yeah, it's dry as hell, but pretty cool. Not high on that fruity side. So if you're looking for those like light pineapples and like I said, the peach, you're not getting any of that. You're getting more of the lime. You're getting more of that high citrus grapefruit type, and it's dry. So it's like, I'm ready for another sip. And I'm keeping it at the front of my tongue to see if I can get any more sweetness out of that or any more fruitness out of that. But it's so dry, it's kind of like, I taste it. Whoa, it's gone again. So that's what I'm getting from it. It's not bad. It's not bad. They have it at a $14 price point, $14.99 price point, which isn't bad as a complex blend. And it's surprisingly, I would love to just try a Marsala wine just to see what the Enzolia tastes like as a standalone, as opposed to this blend with the Sauvignon Blanc. So pretty good. This one wasn't bad at all. I liked it. I had it with some pasta with a light white sauce on that. It didn't give that creaminess, but the acidity was really cool on there. No real tannins. You just got that dryness that takes away the taste and make you keep drinking and drinking and drinking. But not a bad wine. Not a bad. And I love tasting something new just to see, hey, I like that. That's a blend. Well, let me try it with something else. But pretty good. Pretty good. This A, and I'm not going to butcher it again, but is a Noce d'Oro white wine Sicilian Italian blend. Try it out when you get a chance. Look at the bottle. See if you can identify. There's a 2016 that's available too, so you can check that out. This is 13, like I said, from the Tosca. One word and all. So I'll put all the information on there so you can see it and go from there. But thank you very much. See you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. Go to the download. Go to urbanwinelife.com to see the previous ones. I have some upcoming red wines going on. Starting to get a little warmer, so I may break out a little more white. But I love my older ones that I've been holding on to. So I'm going to get into those of the red wine. So check that out when you get an opportunity. But anywho, thank you very much. And we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.